Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Welcome and thanks for tuning in. We are in the studio today. We were going to be at the Kent County Fair, but the animals revolted and said, we want no Grillin' Guys here. So we shot back down to the studio. But I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
That reminds me of a joke, but I don't think I should tell it on air. Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL. We are live and in studio today. We both got some big plans for the day. I'm heading to Chicago. I get to see my daughter Emily, who's in for a wedding down there for a friend. And Jop, what are you up to this afternoon?
Well, you know, I'm going to throw some meat on the grill. It's been a while since I've fired up the smoker, and I'm going to do some fish. Had a friend bring over about 10 pounds of salmon, and I've got it brining right now, and then we're going to throw it on the smoker, and going to mess around with a little maple balsamic glaze today.
You like that?
I do. Yeah. I tell you what, that sweet, tart taste of the combination of that maple syrup and that balsamic, a little cracked pepper on there, and just a little bit of salt. Simple little thing. I do two parts maple syrup and one part balsamic. You got to heat it up before you put it on a glaze, because when you heat it up, it'll emulsify and come together. If you don't heat it up, it stays separated. But once you heat it up, and then you just baste that salmon with it. I've got five big, nice fillets, about 2 pounds each, that I'm going to throw on there. And that'll take me about 45 minutes. I'm going to try to do it at around 200 to 220 and just leave it on there. And you can make all kinds of things with it. Once it gets smoked, I freeze it. I put it in single portion packages, shrink wrap it, and freeze it so you can bring it out and make dips or put it on salads or any variety of things.
What did you brine that in?
I'm brining it just in a salt and water solution this time. There's a couple things that happen there. Is with that salt, it's been in there overnight, so that salt will actually break down the bones a little bit too and soften them, so that they're not, if you happen to get one that wasn't filleted out, then they're not so strong and stick in your throat spiny. They're actually soft. If you pick them out, right? But if you don't, you can actually chew them, because they're broken down a little bit with that salt solution.
Does that work on venison the same way?
Yeah, what, the bones in the venison? Yeah, we eat around those. But
you could try a little white wine in that brine sometime if you want a little change up. It's a nice little twist. Instead of a citrus, that wine provides you with a little acid, mm-hmm. and it just, especially with salmon, you know, that can get a little punky on you, and that's a neutralizer.
Yeah, some of that Lemon Creek Winery out of Grand Haven. We're going to be out there next week.
Lemon Creek, yes.
We're going to be out there next week doing our show from Lemon Creek's wine tasting room in
Grand
Haven.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is, but that would be good. They make some great Pinots and Chardonnays that would work well in that.
You know, that salmon you're doing would be very good to use for a fish taco as well. I wanted to talk about fish tacos, but once you have that smoked, what kind of smoke are you going to put on it?
Well, I've got some apple that I thought I would use.
Tell me how you're going to do that.
Basically, I'm going to put the fish on the grill with the skin side down, and I'm just going to, it's indirect heat. I'm using, you separate the heat.
You're using a Kamado, using a Big Green Egg, right?
I'm using a Big Green Egg Kamado grill, and I've got that plate setter
in there.
And a plate setter, what that is it's a ceramic disc that separates the fire from the grilling grate, and it kind of makes it convection. The fire comes up around that stone rather than directly under the fish, and what it does is you get that convection heat in there. It's like an oven. And again, keep
what
it
temperature
about,
then?
I'm going to do about 220, I think, is what I'm going to smoke that fish at. Generally about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how much you got on the grill.
How much smoke?
You know, I'm just going to use a couple chunks
right,
of that apple.
In terms of the level of smoke, would you say it's a light smoke, a medium smoke, a heavy smoke? You're going to pound it?
I'm going to do the medium only because I entertain with this fish. And typically the ladies don't like the big, strong, smoky flavor. If it were up to me, I'd hit it really hard because that's real good with a big, strong fall beer. You know, a big double bock or something
you're
like that.
Thirsty.
Yeah, I know. Chaz, if you're listening, we'll be over.
I agree. But, yeah, yeah. Thanks for not showing up, Chaz.
Yeah. but anyway, that's what I do.
If any other brewer wants to advertise on the show, we could talk about you for 2 hours as well.
Right. Yeah.
Just call 1-800 the Grilling Guys. You know, when it comes to salmon, I think you like salmon a lot more than I do. I like steelhead more, but. The best salmon I've ever had has always been a light smoke. One of the things, and you're right for only going medium, I would back it off even one more and go light for my palate. But and again, you know, you're talking about serving guests. You're always safe with a light or medium.
Right.
You go heavy on it. A lot of people, I mean, some guys really like it. You won't find many women that want it.
It's like perfume. A little bit is great, and a lot of it is overwhelming. And so you just make sure that you do that. And again, because I'm packaging it up, you could leave a couple pieces on or put them on earlier and really hit the smoke hard. And then when it dies off, put the rest of them on. You know, there's ways to do that. But you're right. The medium smoke is really designed for most people's palate. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. We're in the studios in downtown Grand Rapids. Looks like it's going to be a great day for you to get out and fire up your grill, create a little grill envy in the backyard. Bob, you were down in St. Louis this last week doing some stuff down there, and you said you ran into some new stainless stuff that is coming out on the market.
As
tell us a little bit about that.
As you're talking about your Kamado cooker, it's exactly what was in the back of my head. It's like kind of the perfect pairing. Castle Stove Company is the oldest commercial stove manufacturer in the country. They're 160 years old, and they're in Quincy, Illinois. And on my way back from St. Louis, I visited them and looked at this line of carts that they want me to help them launch. And they're actually launching this whole line nationally, and I'm just giving them a little help to get set up to do that. But in the process of doing that, I'm looking at the carts they're making, and I'm blown away. I was thinking of your Green Egg and some other friends with Primo's and Kamado Joe's and stuff. It's just a nice stainless cart. On a, like a cabinet, a bunch of different combinations. And one of them was, 6 feet wide, and it had a big Green Egg, and it had a Tech Sterling 2 mounted next to it. And then these two big pop-up stainless shelves, drawers under it, and cabinets. And I thought, you know, a Kamado cooker and a nice G2000 or something like that is a drop-in, all stainless. I mean, everything then is stainless other than the Kamado.
Right.
I mean, you can something you can wash with a power washer.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. You know, that is kind of my dream combination when I'm on the cooking island outside is get a really nice infrared gas grill. And whether it be a Kamado cooker or a Goodwin smoker or whatever it may be, but have a charcoal solution and a gas solution right next to each other. They're very different pieces of equipment. They cook differently, but that would be like you'd have it all if you had both of those right there.
And again, what are you going to call your business there in Ada?
Right, Home Life.
Home Life. So when you build Home Life, you're halfway into that. When will you be open?
Probably early October is what we're targeting.
So when you open up there, we'll get that new good one, built-in oven out on your island, and like a G3000 cooktop out there.
It'll be sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, coming up next, we've got a new brewer in Grand Rapids. It's called the Mitten Brewing Company, and we got a couple of the guys coming from there. They're right here in Grand Rapids on 527 Leonard. They're going to break down a couple of the brews that they're making. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.